Welcome back to Patriots This Week here inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. And guys, a game that I watched while I was sitting in a hotel last week. Philadelphia Eagles at the San Francisco 49ers. A lot made, undefeated Philly going on the road. When you watch Harbaugh work the sideline, he made me feel uncomfortable watching the game. That, I mean, everything is just, it's all tension. It's just like he's wound up. Now there's rumors circulating that, hey, 1 year left on Jim Harbaugh's contract. He's going to bounce. He's going to go to the University of Michigan. What do you make of Harbaugh? Can this thing last?
Deion Sanders sort of floating the idea and then saying, oh, but it wasn't Michael Crabtree that's my source. So now you got guys in the room wondering, who is it that said that? And is this story real? And one of the things I would point to, though, that maybe it hasn't taken root in that locker room, that was as ugly the first half as you could have. They had a block, punt blocked. They gave up a touchdown on Kaepernick. Special teams on a kick return. Kaepernick had a bad first half. Then you come back and you're challenged with that kind of adversity. They come back and look great in the second half. And I thought the biggest thing that they did that was smart, and it's been sort of the face of that Harbaugh deal, is they ran the ball. They got the ball back in Frank Gore's hands. He had a top fantasy day.
For you guys out there, had it. But in the ball, I know that they've been trying to phase Frank Gore out forever. Yeah, you know, and they get this whole thing in their heads, and I think personnel guys get it. Guy goes over 30, he can't run in this league anymore.
I do believe in it, though. I do believe in it because I've been in a toxic locker room before when I was in Minnesota with Brad Childress. So when there is smoke, there is fire somewhere. And when guys start chirping.
Well, I'm sure he wears on him. Yeah. I mean, you watch the guy work a sideline. It's just like it's like your angina.
There was issues with Vernon Davis before the season started. Right. You know,
well, he wants a new contract,
but there was issues with Frank Orville. And there, so when there people are taught, players are talking, there's generally a problem there.
We're at the quarter pole. So NFL MVP, it's got to be J.J. Watt, right? He's got more touchdowns than any Patriot not named Rob Gronkowski. The guy's a beast. He got the money. Isn't it nice to see guys play after they get the money?
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. But didn't we know before he got the money that this dude is a player?
He's only 4 years in.
But when you watched him, motor's always one of those, high motor. Not only is he a high motor, he's a tremendous athlete. And he's a guy that you can move all over the place. And to me, he's one guy that I would love to see wearing that flying Elvis on the side of his helmet.
J.J. Watt, when you watch him, there's times where he gets blocked. It's what happens after that that really makes a guy a player. You just can't quantify that. You can't figure it out at the combine. You can't even necessarily figure it out in a preseason game or practice. They get out there, and guys like Watt just cannot be stopped on the field.
All right, guys, good stuff right there. We got to look at the Cincinnati Bengals because they're sitting there undefeated coming in for a primetime Sunday night matchup. That's next.